In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, the guys talk about the first guy that made their hearts flutter with passion. We let you in on our first crushes, be it the guy next door or the history teacher. COL 231 starts now. October 6, 2013. I'm Jeff.
Me, not that kind of orc.
I'm Damon.
Everybody dance now!
I'm Eric.
It must be my sexuality, because I am so very sexual.
I'm back, bitches.
No, she didn't. Ooh, girl.
And this is Lou Rawls.
Well, you have to do something.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast, Vintage Railing, episode number 231. I think we're already off the rails. I'm not sure. It seems like that. A nice thing here is I'm actually looking at one of you.
Oh, quel surprise.
Yeah, he's sitting in one of my chairs here in my living room. Gary is actually here, present. Yay! In the same room. Woo! With me.
Yeah, it's not on a cam on Skype or anything.
No.
Not that we were camming on Skype before. Anyways.
No. But just
as we have just determined, because you're not friends anymore.
What?
Nothing. Nothing.
Just, Damon, don't shit stir now. I live close to you. I will come visit you.
You can. November 2nd, I believe.
Maybe.
Gary, Rob and Terry's Halloween party.
If I'm not working, sure.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. I'll get to that in a little bit.
So, speaking a little bit, let's find out what's up. Damon, what's been going on?
So, last night was it was meant to be a fun, the leather group I belong to, fun, anniversary party where we're going to raise money and blah, 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 and do all this stuff. Well, it stormed. It's been raining it was raining pretty much off and on all day. And it just started raining a shitstorm last night. So no one came out. Not a lot of people were out.
Aww.
It was, but you know, it happens. Shit happens, you know. You can't really control Mother Nature. So we ended up just hanging out and all that stuff. And what ended up happening, which is where this post came, I ran into a friend of mine who I haven't seen in a little while. He has lost a bunch of weight, and it was good to see him again because he disappeared for a while after I saw him a while back. And it was like, oh, cool. Great to see you. And then he disappeared and now he's back. And I found out why he disappeared. And because of that, we had this like long, intense conversation about, you know, where we were and how he's been and what's been going on with him and what's been going on with me. And it was just really fun and really nice to reconnect with him. And I hope we maintain that connection because it was he's a really great guy. I don't want to say issues, but some problems that he's dealing with and he's getting over and getting through. And I don't want him to feel like he doesn't have someone there. And I think he felt that way for a while. So it was nice to kind of reconnect with him and hopefully, like I said, maintain that. So,
yay.
Hey, Damon.
Good deal.
Yeah. Gary.
Okay, so as it was previously reported, I was on a secret mission. And so I had to come to Texas for work. And they sent me to the lovely city of San Antonio, Texas. And I have discovered several things while I'm here. First of all, I did find the basement of the Alamo.
Yay!
However, yes. I was not prepared for how they had decided to update the design downstairs. And yet the last thing I was expecting was for them to turn it into a dungeon scene. Oh. Well, you know, you just repurpose what's already there. So the chains on the walls and the cuffs and all that. Yeah. I don't think everybody in the general public gets it if they ever get to see the basement, but I figured out what they're up to. So, although actually nobody can really use it because of the government shutdown right now. So you can really only just kind of look at it. So number two that I have discovered is Texas is a lovely country to come visit. the people down here are very polite. Everyone, when they find out I'm from far away and I'm visiting Texas, asks me if I've enjoyed my visit so far and they wish me well. Not as in well as in get the hell out of our state, but as in I hope you enjoy your time while you're here, even if it is for work and that. So there is such a thing as Southern hospitality. Surprisingly, I find it more in Texas than any other state in the South that I've visited. But it's been very, very nice. It's been pleasant. So I've enjoyed my time down here, and I'm in the midst of a couple weeks stint, and then I go home, and I'm supposed to come back again very soon, but I don't know for how long and what's going on with that. It's up in the air. My company loves this whole, you know, make a decision, and then it's like, hurry, 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 wait, hurry, hurry, hurry. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know when I'm going to be back in Texas or for how long, but it could be as soon as a week after I go home, and it could be anywhere from 1 to 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this trip could have been 4 weeks, but they turned it into two.
Because that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I've been enjoying Texas. And last night, Jeffrey and I went out to Rudy's, a local Texas barbecue place.
My favorite part about that is that he actually pronounced my name correctly, but Jeffrey instead of Jeffrey.
I'm trying.
I was impressed, just the same.
So Jeffrey got to see me in my element because I'm a people watcher. So I was highly distracted by the bubbas that were serving up the barbecued brisket and were actually in the restaurant seating themselves with their families and their kids and that type of thing. But it's good. It's good barbecue. I have enjoyed, if there's anything about this trip, which is, if anyone knows anything about me, I enjoy to go out and taste the cuisine and try different things. And I have mostly never eaten at the same place twice, unless, of course, it's really good. So it's been fun. So I think Texas is a lovely country. Whether they decide to be a part of the United States or secede is totally up to them.
Lord.
Yeah, but it'll make the travel between here and there a little bit more difficult.
Well, I would just have to get a passport.
Mm. Yeah.
So, Robert, apparently you have some news.
Yeah, well, outside of sounding like I've pack-a-day smoker for the last 30 years, I got sick. But actually, strangely enough, I got sick the day after this happened. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, well, if there's any ladies listening, I had sex.
So. Yay! Pause. Cue applause.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. I actually think I have some of those.
Yeah.
Yay!
Anyway, so, yeah, hooked up with the guy I used to work with, Corey, who, he's a really great guy, and I really enjoy spending time with him, and it was really nice and very lovely, and didn't go all the way, but a lot of things were done. But that also kind of leads into the next part of that.
No.
Do I need to click a button here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I'm wondering about the timing of how that would work.
Robert, what did you do?
I'm a little out of practice when it comes to certain things.
Oh, no.
And Corey is kind of wide.
Okay.
So,
I don't know where this is as going.
Gary sees the car in the driveway and goes, "Oh fuck, he's here." Okay, so I am out of practice when it comes to giving oral pleasure. Shall we say? Corey being not only wide but a little longer than I was expecting for a guy who is kind of chubby. He found my gag reflex. I'm so happy you approve.
Anyway. I highly approve. I think that's awesome.
So I tried every position I could think of, and I'm just like going, thinking in my head, going, "Oh fuck, how do I do this?" Because it's like, oh shit, this thing's bigger than what I mean, I've been with big guys before, but he was not only long, but he was thick. I'm like going, oh shit, this is gonna just fuck. So panic mode.
Oh, no.
You know, I'm. It's yeah, bad, and
like an ice cream cone, you go, okay, good, we're good.
Oh yeah, I definitely now. And then there was a couple of other things, you know, that I was just like, I was like thinking, oh god, I wish he was a top. I wish he was a top. This would be so much easier if he was a top. But no, and there was a couple of other little things. Corey had worked out and not gone taken a shower, so it was kind of like. He was a little funky, and I was like, okay, not good funky. I'm like, going, okay, next time, hun, let's take a shower. Because it was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. It was like, I'm like really don't want to go to bed. You're up. I'm up. Hey, let's see what's going on. And he was very lovely and very sweet and everything, and he forgot to tell me how many times he had jerked off that day. So when I'm working for the inevitable, he's not telling me, oh yeah, it's not going to happen, because I jerked off 4 times today. It's like, finally he had to stop. He's like, I just stopped. He's like, okay, it's starting to hurt. I was like, okay, fine, fuck it. And I was just like, I feel kind of cheated.
As you should.
Yes, I should. Yeah, it's like, oh no, no. Go ahead, Jeff.
No, you were gonna have, like, you had already planned for a date that day or something, right?
Well, no, it was sort of a spontaneous thing.
Okay, so I didn't have time to prepare.
Right, and I understand that. So I felt kind of cheated, but I was just like, no, it was kind of a spur of the moment. He didn't really know what was going to go on, so. But no. It was like, well, there was something else. Oh no. So yeah, the boy has skills. Because quite literally within 5 minutes, it was like, okay, and the rocket's on the launch pad and it's off to the moon. Okay, where are we going here? And I was slightly embarrassed. I'm like going, wow. I'm like thinking, okay, I'm going to have to tell him it's going to take him a while, because, you know, I kind of am like, oh, and by the time I realized that we were at critical mass, it was like, oh, wow, okay. It's been literally 5 minutes. I am seriously that turned on. Okay. And I'm like, I said to him later, I go, I don't know what the hell it is you did with your mouth, but you need to do more of it.
So, right now. And
yeah, right now. I've got a few other places I'd like you to lick at. So anyway, but yeah, so it was both awesome and incredibly frustrating and a little nerve-wracking. Because yeah, Robert has found his gag reflex.
Yay. Yay. Yeah.
Now to work on losing it.
Yeah, exactly. Where's that big stick when I need it? Anyway. So that was anybody else, please.
Okay, no? Moving on. Okay.
Feedback.
All right, feedback. So, yeah, I still need to actually pull out that clip from the Janet Jackson song. But we've got a like from Justin Bowman on Facebook. Over in the Bear Underground group, we were joined by Ahoy. Now, here's the thing, though. I need somebody else to read this feedback from Google Plus because for a reason. So can I get a volunteer?
I'll read it. I guess because what you don't want it to sound.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. So from Google Plus, a gentleman by the name of Ron McGowan said, "Hey, guys, thanks for mentioning me on your podcast. BTW, by the way, woof, Jack. I would be happy to call you my huzz cub, LOL, at least after I gotten to know you for a few months."
Aww.
Someone has a potential stalker.
And that's the reason why I decided I didn't want to read that. But thank you, Ron. Anyways. Well, we are going right into this week's topic.
Yay.
An interesting topic. I'm calling it the high school crush. But apparently the definition has been expanded somehow. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Here was my thought was, like, who was your big crush or crushes during high school? So it doesn't necessarily mean it's a student.
Well, it's like when I originally put this on the doc, I wasn't necessarily thinking of high school crushes. I was thinking of, you know, that first boy that you remember kind of, right. You know, or girl, could be a girl. that first person that you kind of remember feeling special with.
Can you tell we didn't prepare this that well? We've got different definitions. Yeah. But I can understand that. I don't think I really remember who my first crush was, though. Because I can remember strong crushes, plural.
Okay. But we'll come back to Jeff so he can ruminate on this a little bit. So, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Oh, yay, Damon, because I really didn't want to go first.
Lovely. Okay. So when we were discussing it, the idea was, I thought, first crushes, you know, in general. Right. So I kind of was like, okay, well, my first crush was in elementary school with this girl named Danielle. Yes, it was a girl. Kind of surprise. and she was just like, you know, this is like third, fourth, fifth grade. So cute little girl. We got along a lot. We were in the same class. We were in the advanced program, so we were all kind of smart, but we had the social skills of, you know, gnats. what pops in my mind is it was Valentine's Day, I think, at some point, and to kind of try to present the feelings, I pretended that I didn't like everyone brings Valentine's Day for people, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And I lied and said, oh, I forgot. I brought the wrong one. And I had this really nice one. I said was for my cousin, because I have a cousin named Danielle anyway. Aww. And so I gave it to her and da, da, da. It was cute. It was cute. But that was it. It didn't go anywhere because, you know what, you know, obviously now.
We all know that relationship had no potential.
Had no real future. But, you know, we stopped because I was in Louisville, which is a big city. You know, after elementary school, you kind of branch off. You don't really no one ever goes. Some people go to the same school, but not always. So we ended up going to two different middle schools, and we've never seen each other again, as far as I know.
Aw.
I have no idea if she's still in Louisville. I don't know anything. But, you know, really nice girl. But anyway, so that was my first, like, crush. my first boy crush was in middle school. And it was a guy that we called him Black Mountain.
Okay.
This was middle school, and he was already like 5 foot, 6 foot tall.
Wow.
He was tall. He was bald. He was black. So Black Mountain became, you know. So, but, you know, he lived two houses down from me. We went to the same church. So I just, you know, started, you know, and I was like, oh, I'm still kind of, I'm having these weird kind of feelings for this guy. And he's kind of cute. And we're friends. And ultimately that friendship. So we just, I mean, that connection kind of went in another direction. Since we live close together, obviously we interacted with each other. We lived in the same neighborhood. Those interactions became physical. Well, yeah. I was playing around in middle school. Yeah.
Wow. You dirty, dirty boy.
I actually played around earlier, but that's another matter.
That was family. That's different. No, I'm kidding. But no. So yeah, you know, played around for, you know, and for like basically all through middle school. And once again, well, my parents divorced, so I moved away. And because of that, and, you know, the fact that I think he may have really been bi, because he was kind of dating my other cousin at the time that we were doing stuff to. But,
oh, my word, you were doing it in law.
Yeah, yeah. But it was nice, and he was sweet, and we always had like a really weird connection, and I've often so I've tried looking for him. You know, I have looked on Facebook and I've looked on other sites and seeing if I can find him. Nope, can't find him. I don't even know if, like, once again, I don't even know if he's still in Louisville, but, you know, call me.
Well, if he's into the Beer Podcast of Indeterminate Length, you can say, hey, our length is indeterminate. Anyways.
Alrighty.
So, high school crush or first crush. I don't think I really even had like an actual crush until I was high school. I will say this. I did do a few little sort of touching sort of things, well, before, maybe when I was like 8. But, you know, I didn't actually think about reconnecting so that I can sound better. Hold on. Okay. Where was I? Okay. So I didn't really think about like actual interest in somebody until like later. And actually in high school.
Ah.
Actually, probably a little more middle school to kind of start with, because there was this really tall, chubby guy who I knew in high school through theater, or middle school started in theater. And of course, we continued into theater in high school as well. And then there was this guy named Brady, who was a year classier younger, I think. I think it was actually my age, because I was one of those who like got into high school at like right when I turned 17 or turned whatever the age would be. So I was actually probably one of the youngest of people in my class.
Right.
Anyways, he wasn't actually very pretty looking for all intents and purposes, but he was weird in a very funny way, and he had kind of a bit of a belly. And at one time, he was the one who I got the joke, I don't have a six-pack, I have a keg.
Ah.
And after he said that, the first thing that came into my head at the time was, can I drink from the tap?
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't say it, don't get me wrong. But that's what I thought. Actually, I think I said it under my breath or something like that. No, so he was my crush. I also had a crush on my ninth grade history teacher.
Yeah. I had a crush on my 11th grade history teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And 12th
history
grade.
History teachers usually end up being like also football coaches.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's usually the type of guy I'm interested in. There was a whole lot of hot guys in my high school.
Yeah.
So there were others, but I think the main one was the ones that were around so much. And it was, I think Brady was probably my big high school crush. And don't get me started with my college crush, because that's just a tragedy.
Oh,
I'll go there.
Alrighty.
We'll save that for another day.
Yeah.
Okay, then I guess I'll go. my first, I have two, possibly three, but yeah, I was kind of a slut. my first crush, his name is Danny, and we met in kindergarten, and he was my best friend.
Aww.
And we lived around the corner, like three houses away from each other, because I live on the main street and he lived on the main street, but our houses were catty corner from each other, around the corner from each other actually. And we hit it off, and we were friends all the way through elementary school. And then his mom and dad got a divorce and he left, he left sixth grade year, and then we met back together in junior high, because there was only one junior high in the area at the time, and all the kids from every single elementary school went to one junior high. And because there was like six elementary schools into one junior high, and it was really fun. And then his mom moved out of the area, and he went to a different high school, and we didn't see each other again for about probably 10 years.
Wow.
And then randomly I ran into him at a Denny's. And so, and we kind of exchanged numbers, and he was living with his mom at the time, and then something happened and he left the area again. And then about 2 or 3 years ago, I'm sitting at work, and I'm sitting in our fitting room. If you've ever been to a Target, you know what a fitting room is. I was sitting at the fitting room answering calls and folding clothes, and these two guys walk up, and one of them's going to try on some stuff, and he goes in, and Danny, this guy looks at me, and I'm like going, why does he look so freaking familiar? And so he's like, your name is Robert, right? And I go, yeah. And I'm like, whoa, I've got my name badge on. He goes, no. He goes, you went to Carnelian Elementary. And I was like, yeah. He goes, I'm Danny. I'm like, holy fuck. I'm like, that's, yeah. So I'm like going, okay. So we haven't seen each other in probably 20 years. And, you know, when I remember Danny as a kid, Danny had, because Danny is Italian, Sicilian Italian. To say that the kid looked Italian would be an understatement. But the guy that walked up to me and started talking to me was quite literally one of the most beautiful men I've ever met.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Somebody grew into his nose and his ears, and he stopped wearing the Italian, because his hair is kinky curly. So I was just like, wow, somebody grew into his looks. We became friends on Facebook, and he explained what happened in his life, and that's his truth. But it was just sort of like, it's sort of like, I see the man he is now, but I also remember the little boy he was, and I'm like, okay, this makes total sense. But aww. Yeah, Danny was my first crush. And then my first kind of like sexual crush was, yeah, Nate. His name was Nathan. And we had a locker next to each other in gym class.
Oh.
And he was wearing bikini briefs back in the 90s. So guys were wearing, I mean, you go into any locker room in the 90s and guys are wearing boxers or briefs. That's pretty much it. But Nate wore bikini briefs, and I just remember, yeah,
in high school,
in high school. This was back in probably 92, 93. Or no, his probably parents. 91, 92.
His parents were buying him boxer or
bikini briefs. Yeah. I was just like, and, you know, it was like one of those things, like, I couldn't stop staring at them.
Yeah.
I'm like, so, you know, here's this kid. He's probably 5'7", 5'8". Beautiful little swimmer's body. Perfect ass. I mean, he had a perfect ass. Of course, back then it was probably flat as a board, but to me it was perfect. And these, like, little tiny bikini briefs that I could not get over. I was just like, oh, my God, those are so... I'm, like, thinking, you know, it's like one of those things, like, you think they're so cool, but yeah. At the same time, they're showing off everything. So... yeah, wow. Nate Lee was the first guy I ever remember kind of thinking, like, I wonder what he looks like naked. You know, and then, you know, had my first, like, big guy crush. His name was Mike, but Mike was a sweet guy. But he was like me, you know, I started high school at 5'10" and left high school at 6'3".
Wow.
So, and Mike was in the same category. Mike was another big kid, and because he was the first one to be able to touch the ceiling in the hallways in one of the buildings, because with standing on the ground and touching the ceiling, and I was shortly behind him. We just knew each other because we're both the biggest kids in the class, and, you know, both of us. And he was a really sweet guy, but he was also one of those, like, I wonder what she looks like naked. So. Yeah, anyway.
Any of those.
Yeah. So, anyway. Okay, somebody else. Gary, Eric?
I guess I'll go next.
Okay. So, did we lose them? What?
No. Mine's just not a very happy story, but...
Aww.
Okay. I went to school overseas. I'm a military brat.
Right.
And, was in high school from 1990 to 1993. So yeah. I went to school during a very weird time, particularly for living and growing up on a military base and going to a school on a military base.
Because
this was before Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which people really are down on these days, but really stopped a lot of violence against gay people when they instituted Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Right. I know growing up, you know, I started to identify as gay pretty early on, maybe 7 or 8 years old.
Right.
And you couldn't go for a week without reading some story in the Stars and Stripes, which is the military paper, about this gay person or that gay person who had just gotten beaten to death or beaten until paralyzed at one base or another.
Oh.
So I grew up really terrified of myself.
Wow.
And going into high school, it didn't help that I was the weird kid to start with. So,
oh, God. Yeah.
I'm the only kid who wasn't in an ROTC, which is the junior military program. I'm the only kid that, you know, isn't in shop class. I'm the only kid that, you know, is going to 5 art classes every day and drama class and all that crap.
My
first crush was a boy named Brian, and, met him, I guess, my sophomore year, and he was everything I wanted to be. He was a punk rock kid, the type that came to school every day. He almost had a uniform. It was a button-down shirt every day, buttoned all the way to the top. He wore those stupid flexible glasses that you can find anywhere now. At the time, they were like $700 a pop. His mother had bought them for him because he had anger management issues. He was a bit of a punk rocker, and he was constantly throwing those glasses across a room and then jumping on top of somebody and beating the crap out of them.
Wow.
And he was actually a really nice guy, really smart, and don't know exactly what happened to him because he got into a fight with somebody junior year. I think it was his dad, and I think he might have stabbed him. And of course, they don't put up with that in the military. So he was out of everybody's lives within about 4 hours. They had shipped him off to the United States. Nobody ever heard from him again.
Oh.
But really sweet guy. He would stick up for anybody. He stuck up for me more than once. And you know. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh.
Hmm. Okay, Gary.
Gary.
Please let's end on a high note.
All right, so I think my very first crush, which I didn't realize was a crush, was when I was single digits, like maybe six, maybe.
Wow.
It was actually literally the next door neighbor to the back of where we lived at. We lived on an acre of land, and there at the end of the back of the property, a little, probably about another 15 feet in, was a creek, or some people call it a crick, that ran through the back neighbor's property. And there was a young gentleman that lived there. He was only maybe about 2 or 3 years older than me, and we kind of became friends. And he had Star Wars action figures and the ships and the toys, which I was never allowed to have because Gary wouldn't keep his room clean. So my parents were very kind of specific about those rules. So I was always over at his place, and we were playing with the action figures and stuff. And then I think his father got a job to move actually here to Texas. And I went through this really weird, distraught period where suddenly the only friend/best friend I had, who all these years later I look back on, I realize I kind of had a crush on, just left and moved across the country. And we weren't able to stay in touch as pen pals. In fact, my dad, probably about 4 years ago, tried researching what, based off of the public record, their name was, so he could give it to me so I could try to like look him up on Facebook and find him to get back in touch, which I thought was pretty awesome of my dad to do that, because he remembers how much like we were just kind of cool, good friends. And we lived in a neighborhood with a lot of older couples, so all of their kids were older, and they were either already in junior high or high school, so like there was hardly anybody of my age point. So that was probably like the first. But in high school, there was one guy in particular that I had an infatuation with that he never knew and probably never would know. He was on the football team. And now looking back, I don't know why I had an infatuation with him, because he's not really my type. Other than he was a jock, and I thought that, you know, I have a funny feeling he may be today bi. I don't know if he would have come out, but if he's not bi, then this is going to be a horrible stereotype. I'm going to say that he's just six pack away from. So there was him, but the one that I'm reluctant to talk about is we were good friends for about a year and a half in junior high, and his parents decided to send him off to the Catholic school, to the prep school. So we no longer were friends as of when he started going to the prep school, because his parents, you know, paid extra for that and they shipped him over there, and I stayed at the public school. So time goes by, we kind of lose touch, and I start putting on this bear run. And lo and behold, I find out that he got involved in the family business. And when I'm putting on the bear run, we have an optional activity during the weekend that we would end up going to this business potentially. And so this past year when we did the run, and on Saturday we went out and we took the bus, and so we're going and visiting various places, and when we pulled up to the business, I decided, and I still don't know what compelled me to do this, I told the whole bus that we were at a business of which the owner is there's two brothers that own it, and one of them is my high school crush, and that he I know that he's married and has two kids and is a big bearish guy. And of course, so immediately all the guys on the bus are like, woo, like they're all carrying on and stuff, like they're going to out me, and like there's going to be this whole thing. And I'm like, no, let's not do that.
Shame on you. You knew that was coming a mile away.
Well, the thing is, I don't think he knows about my, not only about maybe my past interest in him, but I don't think he knows about me being gay or the bear community or any of this stuff. So that's where I was like, no, now is not the time. So everybody was good. Luck would have it, as fate, he was not there that day, so we did not have the awkwardness face to face.
Oh no.
But earlier this year, maybe in June, it was after the run was over, he actually friended me on Facebook.
Huh.
Like, I knew of him, but I did request friending him because I didn't know, you know, he'd want to remember me and stuff like that. So he friend requested me. So I was like, oh, hey, cool. So I friend requested him. And about a month or two later, he sent me a private message. And he was like, hey, you know, it's good to see that, you know, you're still in town and this and that. And you seem to be very active. And I think we should maybe get together sometime and, you know, have drinks and dinner or whatever. So I'm freaking out because I tell my best friends online, I'm like, remember that guy I told you about that owns the business, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, well, what's the big deal? And I'm like, well, I don't know exactly why he wants to get together for dinner and drinks. And then, of course, they're all like, maybe this is his coming out. And I'm like, he's married with two kids. This gets more awkward. Like, now is not the time. So... to be honest, then he later on, he referenced in a separate message about, yeah, it would be great for us to get our spouses together and stuff, to which I was like, he has not read much of my Facebook stuff because I don't think he knows that I don't have a spouse, but or anything. So it's been pretty interesting to see where he is now compared to who he was then. He was meant to go off to become a brain surgeon. And instead he decided because we did talk about it. I asked him, I said, hey, whatever happened to, you know, being a doctor? And he said, actually, I was going to do that. And I was in my first year of med school and the family business was in a situation that they really needed help. So my brother and I decided to take over and we've been doing it ever since, which I thought was pretty awesome. Huh. So, yeah, he was like my one big high school crush. And then there was three teachers that I needless to say, if they were to find out the thoughts I had about them, I probably would have never graduated high school, let alone been allowed to go to school locally. So, one was an English teacher, one was a history teacher, and the other one was a phys ed. It's kind of awkward. And someone who I know is in our listening audience knows that I have a fantasy fetish thing about coaches and gym things. So now it all comes together and he will understand how that came about. And now I'm embarrassed. All right. Well, moving on. What are we doing next?
Do you realize that your friend, when he invited you, he said spouse. He didn't say wife.
Okay. Oh, well, that is true. He did not say wife necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he just doesn't know that you're like single or whatnot, at least yet. Yeah. Or whatever. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
I don't know. Time will tell.
But just, you know, best way of saying significant other or something, because anyway, saying moving on. So I think we got everybody.
All right. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Hello, a video of Chad playing Lakerless.
What?
Anyways, sorry.
Someone's distracted.
Sorry, I had Facebook up for a second. And you might know my co-host, Ray, from CLO Movies. He's on vacation with his partner, Chad. And Chad, there's a video with Chad with his shirt off. Anyways. Moving on, I believe we're doing this. This. We'll tumble for you. All these posts can be also be found on our Tumblr ourselves, because of course I reblog it every week at cubsoutloud.tumblr.com. Follow us up so we can follow you, so that our feed isn't. Our dashboard feed isn't just full of nourish your turtle heart. Don't get me wrong. I like like what I'm getting from there, but it's like that's all it is sometimes. So we want to friend some more people up.
He's a very active poster.
Yeah, I'm just looking for more variety. That's it.
Ah. Okay.
So, anyways, moving on. Eric, what do you got?
My pick this week is titled Animal Pals, and it's a short cartoon, and I just found it very entertaining. It's got a cheetah, a bat, and a turtle, and the cheetah cries out, I'm a cheetah. I can run at speeds up to 59 miles per hour. The bat goes, I'm a bat. I can see with sound. And the turtle says, I'm a turtle. I can breathe through my cloaca. Everybody stops and turns and says, "What's a cloaca?" And the turtle says, "It's a combined anus, urethra, and genitals." Oh my God. Horrified looks. "You're not breathing through it right now, are you?" He answers, "Yes, that's how I'm talking to you." Anyway, it made me laugh.
Saturday morning breakfast cereal is some of the most fucked up things. It's awesome.
God. Gotta love cloacas.
We all kind of wish we had one. My Tumblr pick this week is a lovely young man out of New York. Goes by Bear Jew NYC. Yes. And just him. He's got a tattoo that says "Live, Laugh, Love." And he has, I mean, a ton of crap that says that. He and his boyfriend both have the same tattoo. It's just him laying on a bed made up with these "Live, Laugh, Love" sheets. And I'm just like, I just want to spend, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours getting to know him carnally.
Yeah.
From that picture.
Just living, laughing, and loving.
Just living, yeah. Laughing, and loving. So, Damon. Wow. There's a whole lot. Wow. There's a whole lot going on in there, and I'm just like, I'm all for it.
Yeah. Hold on while I reblog.
We pause for this momentary reblog session.
So mine is Mean Girl No Longer, and it's from Burr Liberty, but it's also, you know, a RuPaul. So apparently, yeah. And I'm gonna say his name wrong. Oh, there it is, Daniel Franese from Mean Girls. If you remember Damien from Mean Girls, Too Gay to Function, you know.
Franese.
Yeah, Franese. Anyway.
They even pronounce.
Yeah, I told you I would say it wrong even when I was looking at it. So fuck you. But anyway, this picture, and I mean he's grown into a very sexy kind of bear, Italian bear at that.
Oh my God,
Shit,
it took me a second to realize who he was.
That is Damien.
I'm a bad gay.
Yes, and he, you know, and there's a. The link, the view post is the Bear Liberty post, and it has a YouTube video of his driving around with RuPaul, which he's been doing for a while. And, you know, I've not seen the whole thing, but, you know, it's fun. And he's gotten, like I said, very,
very,
very cute. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is he actually gay or is he straight?
I don't know, and I don't care.
I wanted to go, does it really matter, Robert?
I'm gonna say he's one of us, because I haven't seen the video yet of the RuPaul Drives, which is this new video series that RuPaul picks someone up in LA and takes him around in his vintage Volvo, which actually is very cool, and just espouses life stuff. But in the clip, the JPEG of the video, he's wearing a t-shirt that says "Enjoy Cali," but Cali is in script inside of the silhouette of a bear. So I'm thinking he either knows how to play to our audience or he is one of us.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. So two hot ones and one about a cloaca. Jeff.
Speaking of hot, I got something tasty. Very tasty.
Oh.
Black guy.
Tasty chocolate.
Yeah.
Nice.
I could call it a tasty chocolate snack. So.
Oh, my God.
Needless to say, I saw that. My mouth was kind of drooling. Yeah, I like the whites, I like the blacks, I like the Asians, I like the Latinos. I get quite a bit of Latino down here.
Aren't you just the United Nations of...
United Nations of hookups.
And they prefer to be called Tex-Mex. I'm sorry, that was wrong.
Oh my God.
Anyways,
actually, Eric isn't technically that far off. I mean, if they're Mexican and they're immigrated into the country, then they would be, then it would be Mexican. And if they're actually born
Texas Mexican.
Yeah, if they're born and raised in Texas, then they probably would be Tex-Mex. So he's not really that far off.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. In any case, I like them all. And in this case, I got this hairy chocolate hair.
Yeah.
And I bet now, as I've said before.
Okay, Gary.
Oh, here we know.
I'll start drinking.
Yeah, so mine.
Oh, God, I love this, man.
Title.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. It doesn't really have a title, so I gave it a title called Here's Your Hint, which is kind of a spoof on the joke, Here's Your Sign. It's a gentleman. We only get to see part of him from about his belly down. It's a selfie, I presume, from above, and he's wearing athletic gym shorts, you know, of the fleece style. And he has decided to pull them down and pull out his junk so you can see it. My interpretation of this picture artistically is that it is meant to show an invitation to whoever is receiving it or seeing it. And so I feel that this is the thing that I would like in someone who I was spending time with or sharing my life with. That's all they should have to do, really. And that will be enough for me to understand that that's what's all about. What they want to do.
He likes pulling out his junk a lot.
Yeah.
This particular person, I haven't looked at their whole blog. I was
okay. You really should, Gary.
Yeah.
Bearcat,
It's a very impressive penis. Bearcat
is one of these guys who's just funny. He's fun. He's funny. He posts a lot. I mean, yeah, wow. It's kind of impressive. A lot of him half naked or fully naked, usually right after or right during some solo fun. He's also in construction in Florida, and he has two very attractive boyfriends.
Oh, bitch.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, I had to. But from what I understand, they are a... A very open group of men. Very giving, like spreading their love around. You know, that kind of thing.
Lucky bitches.
Yeah, no kidding. And when it's hard, it's really nice.
So. Nice. Moving on into the links to Robert.
Miss Broadway Dork. Yeah, I've been following her for a while on YouTube. She's this really great gal who she sings Broadway show tunes. She's been going through kind of a really personal journey the last few years. She had gastric bypass. She's lost a ton of weight, but she's got a few social anxiety issues, but she's this really great gal. She's got this huge voice, and I can't remember the song I linked to. I believe it's from Les Mis.
That's I Dreamed a Dream.
Yeah, that's one of her best ones. And she's got this huge voice. And it's so amazing. But she put out a new video recently and about winning. She's having a little contest to go with her to see Audrey McDonald. And then she did another song on another video. But anyway, just wanted to kind of, you know, put her out there. Miss Broadway Dork. She's really great gal. And I love it. I love her singing. So
very lovely.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, big voice too.
Yeah, I'll have to listen to it when I'm not on a microphone.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we want to do Eric last, or Eric? Did you want to go last?
No, why don't you? Mine's short, so I'll just run through it real quick. My pick this week is a real estate listing. Actually, it is real life Monopoly properties, and it's this really cool little blog article where you can go through and see what the current value is and what the current view is of all the different Monopoly properties from the 30s.
Huh.
So, that's
not
cool.
Much more to say about it. It's just something cool.
Huh.
Nice. Interesting. Yeah. I might have to look for this. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting to look at those pictures of modern day where those places were when the game, you know, came about and that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
I guess
okay,
I never.
Now that we all get lost in the blog.
Yeah,
I know. I'm like, I guess I never really presumed that they were real places.
Yep, and an awful lot of casinos.
No kidding.
Imagine that.
Well, the Monopoly grew out of a board game that was created by a man to show the social or the socioeconomic inequality that existed at the beginning of the turn of the last century. And then it was bought by Parker Brothers and turned into a family friend game. sorry. How do I know that?
Huh.
Okay. Anyway. But yeah, the original Monopoly game was about power and socioeconomic inequality. And it was sort of a morality game. And it was.
And then everybody failed. No, I'm kidding.
Well, yeah, exactly. nobody wins. And that's essentially that's a lot of that has kind of pushed forward into the current Monopoly game because there was no winners in the original Monopoly.
Huh.
And you really cannot win at Monopoly. If you play it by the rules in the board on in the game, you cannot win. You play for hours, but you cannot win because there's always something that you have to do. And you always have to pay for something. Yeah, it was a really cool little, I don't remember if it was an article or a video I watched, but it was really cool kind of finding out about the whole history of the game and how it existed. Oh, History Detectives on PBS.
Huh.
Yeah, they did a whole episode about somebody who had found an original Monopoly game. So anyway.
All right.
Now that we've gotten off the rails completely.
Damn it.
So someone posted this, I think, yesterday. Now, the blog, I believe, is called Famous Historian. But the link is a video of the funniest game show moments ever. I'm just calling it that. I can't remember if it had an actual title. Wow. But it's just it's 15 minutes long. So, you know, sit down, you know, and talk and watch it. But a lot of it is oh, thank you. Funniest game show answers of all time. Thank you.
Yeah, just if you click through to YouTube, you see.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that. I don't have to.
lazy.
Yeah. But it's just it's hilariousness. And, you know, a lot of these were probably I'm assuming were on TV because most game shows are.
Well, that's why they're called game shows, is because they're shows, which means they're on TV.
Anyway, I mean that they were, I was going to say they were live, but I mean that they were, it was, you know, they usually don't edit much on game shows, too much. But anyway, it's funny and hilarious, and there are a lot of funny answers, and I just go watch it, because it's definitely worth the time. Alrighty.
All right, moving on. So, of course, me and my Iron Chef America obsession right now, I ended up kind of reminiscing about Good Eats, Dalton Brown. And I was going through, just kind of looking through a list of things. And, of course, there's a whole crap ton load of the episodes of Good Eats on YouTube. And I found his sequel to his Romancing the Bird episode, his Thanksgiving turkey episode called Elton's Countdown to T-Day, Re-Romancing the Bird. And it was actually a pretty awesome episode where he's like there's a few things you do before 4 days, but then here's how you basically make an entire Thanksgiving dinner within 4 days. And he even freaking butterflies the turkey. He butterflies the turkey. It's amazing. And it's absolutely hilarious because it's, you know, good eats. So I recommend it. Link in the show notes. Embedded video in the show notes for that. Okay, moving on.
Okay, so I, because I was on mission to, you know, find the basement of the Alamo, I feel that I have two picks to supply this week since I skipped a week. The first one, my Facebook blew up this morning because apparently this was Saturday Night Live's, one of their shorts that they filmed with Miley Cyrus. It's called We Did Stop. It's incredibly inappropriate, and it's a spoof on the fact that the Republican GOP shut down the government. So one of the actors, and I don't remember which one it is, the comedians from the SNL cast, plays John Boehner, and Miley Cyrus is Michelle Bachmann. And they do a spoof or a parody of her song, and it's all about shutting down the government and partying. And yeah, it's so not right in so many ways. I actually honestly laughed at the absurdity of it. So because everyone freaked out about it online, I was like, okay, this must be interesting if like, what? You know, my friends are exploding all over Facebook with it.
This is, oh my God.
I know, just watching it right now.
I can't watch.
It gets worse.
If I watch it, I won't be able to see anything else.
But the I mean, it's not Michelle Bachmann, but the positions. Oh! Oh my goodness. Oh my God. Is this anywhere near like the actual original video?
I don't know about the original video. I just know that it sounds a lot like the song. Like they did a good job of switching the words around and stuff.
To, a lot of twerk. Oh.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It was highly, highly amusing. So it's good for a laugh unless you're conservative in your political principles. And then I don't even know why. I don't know why you would want to watch it to begin with or care for it. But
oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. It it's bad. It's bad. So moving on.
It's bad in the best way possible.
So the second video, a good amount of my bear friends have completely been losing their mind over this. And what's funny about it is everyone's been posting this video and they've all been talking about the seriousness of the content, that it's a very serious subject matter and, you know, everyone should watch this video because it's educational. And it's a promo video by an Australian rugby team to do testicular cancer checks.
Yes, I have.
However, in the video, they are naked from the waist down in the studio where they are being guided step by step by a doctor how to check your testicles for cancer, like anomalies. And so I watched it, and these boys are nice looking guys. And
yeah.
I will own that the one in the front row to the right hand side,
yes,
the big guy is absolutely adorable. And like, I would gladly help him anytime with his testicular cancer check. So what's cute about it is in the promo video, because they're at a studio with a woman actually present, which I don't know what that was all about. They're all holding their phallus, like cupped or covered. So all you're really seeing is their nuts, so to speak. But yeah, it's something else. It's
setting that they had to do that for I don't know if this was on TV or whatnot, but probably just the kind of the decency and whatnot of it, you know, covered a penis, you know, we're just going to focus on the balls. We don't want you to be looking at your junk.
I don't know. I mean, to be fair, in Australia, they are very open about sexuality and humor and that kind of stuff. So the fact that they did this and it's a promo video, you know, and that it was done with all seriousness and put out there, I do not dispute in the least bit. However, in America, I so don't see people wanting to, like, you know, conventionally view it.
Something like this happened over in England, I want to say a couple of years ago. Where it was a bunch of guys, and I think it may have been about testicular cancer, but it could have been about something else. But, you know, full on guy starkers on TV, you know, and it was at a later hour. So it wasn't, you know, like during the regular broadcast day, but as they call it here, the after the watershed. But anyway, no, British and Australian TV are completely different when it comes to nudity and sexuality than Americans are, because Americans are prudes.
Yeah.
Puritanical beliefs. But yeah, no, I know all of my bear friends have been calling ape shit over this. So it's just like, okay, I'll watch the hot rugby guys check for testicular cancer if you make me.
Yeah. Twist my arm.
Yeah. And I will be, I mean, it is very clinical and serious, and it's not, you know, boring. You know, and the fact that what Jeff's watching right now as I'm watching it is the captain of the rugby team is about to have his testicles sonogrammed, which this is the part that kind of like I was like, oh my goodness, because when you do a sonogram, you have to put a gel over any part of the body that you're going to sonogram so that the wand adapt, you know, can actually see. So all I kept thinking is, yeah, this is bordering right on
porn.
Yeah, pretty much. But then they do show the sonogram. Huh? What's that?
Didn't we cover this in our Kinks episode?
I don't know.
Damon, is sonogramming a part of the kink community? I'm not familiar with that.
If it isn't, it probably will be.
Well, I mean, wouldn't this PDR be part of like a medical fetish or something?
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, that's true. I had not thought of that. It could be. It could be part of a medical scene or some sort. Yeah. But no, it's so I endorse it for two reasons. I endorse it for the fact that men should be aware of checking for testicular cancer. And you can also get some not only education, but potential jollies out of the fact that you're watching these men play with themselves in a promo video. Yeah. So.
And yeah. If you need assistance with your testicular cancer check, please contact us.
We'd be happy to help.
We would.
Try and find it yourself. Always ask a friend.
That's true.
Yeah. It's better.
Checker.
And those are my picks.
Wow.
Okay. And that's it. I think we're done.
Yay.
Please contact us. Pop over to our website, comesoutloud.com. Shoot us an email, comesoutloud@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/cubsoutloud, Facebook at facebook.com/cubsoutloud, Google+ and g+.2/cubsoutloud. Are you seeing the pattern? Also, we're on Tumblr, cubsoutloud.tumblr.com. Find us on Bear Underground in our little group, the Cubs Out Loud group. Also, please pop over to iTunes, leave us a review. And give us a little thumbs up. A little thumbs up on Stitcher Radio. Find me anywhere on the internet. Says Box Bobby Box Tech Box Cub Box something or other.
I am Theater Cub 79 on Bear 401, Bear Underground, and a Tumblr.
And you can find me as Gamer Bear on Bigger City or on Google+ under my name, Eric Patton.
And I'm pretty much Gear Bear 73 anywhere that I want to be found on the World Wide Web. Or apps.
And you can find me as Robbie Bobby everywhere except where it counts, or as Rogue Dwarf over on Chaseable. I will explain that in a later episode.
All right.
With that, all I can say is say goodnight, everybody.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good one. So the one thing I do want to say is, listening to last week's episode, one of y'all called out about the whole "this town is full of bottoms." Best line of the episode was the response that said, "Maybe they just don't want to fuck you."
I only have one thing to say about that.